Get your Bible. We're going to read a scripture while you're standing to set us for this morning. I'm not going to preach real long, but to set us up for a lifestyle I believe that everybody want to know about. In Matthew chapter 28, this is just a set up verses to let us know what we're working with. In Matthew 28, 1, it tells of this day that we celebrate. It is called in one of the Bibles that I have, the conquest. It says, in the end of the Sabbath, first verse, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, this is what happened resurrection morning. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. Amen. And then the angel had set up on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Now notice in verse 6, he's not here. For he is risen, as he said. You glad about that? Then they say, I want to make sure you understand. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And then he said, and go quickly and tell the disciple that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And then you go on and read the rest of the story. Now listen to me carefully. I'm going to let you sit down in a minute. Listen to me very carefully. I read that for a reason, because this is what we're celebrating today, right? The resurrection of Christ, that he died, but he got up, right? As he said on the third day. Now, I'm going to another passage to get you ready to implement in your life what I'm going to minister to you today. There's something God wants to give to you today. You want it? It's a supernatural aspect of living. If this revelation can go across properly in your spirit today, your life will change. Go to Luke 24. Before you sit down, I just want to have you set up. When I start ministering, we can. There's some things that Luke chapter 24. There's some things that we have to see, that the resurrection. Now notice. Let's take this note. The resurrection is not a natural happening. So in order to understand it or apply it, it will have to be by faith, and we have to know that it is in the realm of the spirit, but that it manifests in our lives as we believe God. All right. In the 24th chapter now, it's after he had risen and he's walking with the disciples, talking with them, and they didn't know who he was. Now, here's my point. This day would not mean much to you unless you understand it spiritually. What I'm going to preach is not going to mean much to you if you don't understand it spiritually. So we really need the Holy Spirit. What I say? Yeah, we really need the Holy Spirit to get us focused on something that we cannot through the senses comprehend.
That's right. Amen.
Now, I'll say something to make it more vivid. This really not Easter. That's right. Now, you know, I let the egg, you want to hunt the eggs and everything, that's fine. But we have to know there's a place beyond what the world have labored this day. This resurrection day. This our day. And so if you stay in the sense realm, all you're going to see is the eggs and the bunny rabbit. But in the spirit, this is a day for you to celebrate. You need to see more. You need to see your problem falling at your feet and being victorious in your life. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so because of that, in this 24th chapter of Luke, as he walked with him, in the 31st verse, if you hear and I can't get your eyes open, you're not going to get it. Your spiritual eye. So he says, they were walking. See, he can be present, but if you can't see, what good it going to do you? So he said, now this is after the resurrection, and he's walking with them, and they don't recognize him. Now listen, my brothers and sisters, I want you as a child of God to recognize your resurrected position in Christ. If you do that, there's no power can scale it. Are you listening? Let me talk to you a minute. I'm going to let you sit down a minute. But there's no power. This thing is real.
Amen.
What I said?
Real.
I can't hear the rest of y'all. Yeah, it's real. It's a real life that you can live. It's a real life. It's a real life. It's not a ritual. It's not religion. No, it's a real life that you can live on a daily basis. But here we go now. Verse 31, and their eyes were open. And they knew him. Before their eyes were open, they did not know him. All right? And he vanished out of their sight. Now look at verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he what? See, those things have to be opening today. You shouldn't come here and leave as a loser. I haven't preached or you haven't heard. So there are a few things I'm going to tell you today is so powerful. Matter of fact, the White House can't speak them. The governor, I'm going to say some things to you this morning, the governor can't say unless he follow this pattern. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So we in for real business and to get real blessed today. I want you to really get blessed today. So let's get everything else in your mind, sit down and get ready to write notes, and we'll start. Living in the accessing power of the resurrection. Living in the accessing power of the resurrection. In other words, one who learned how to live in the benefits of the resurrected of Christ has accessing privileges. Good God Almighty. I mean supernatural accessing privileges, because heaven is backing you up to create things on your behalf. And so I'm going to read a text, and I'm going to read a text that is a commentary to the text of the resurrection. I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 3. I really want to read how to make this thing work for us today. How to bring that supernatural power in the play in my personal life today. Are you with me?
Yes.
You wrote that down, living in the accessing power of the resurrection. In other words, when you live in a resurrected life, there are places and things you can do that a normal person can't. Are you following me? Or write it down this way, how to live daily in the power of the resurrection. how to live daily in the power of the resurrection. I'll write it this way. Understand the mystery of living in the overflowing power of his resurrection. There's a life, there's an extension, there's a dimension that once you understand the resurrection and let the Holy Spirit guide you, is powerful. So notice here in Philippians 3:10, are you there with me?
Yes,
now notice what it says here, because that I might know him. All right? All right. How many of y'all know him? Now, y'all hold your hand up real short. You really know him, man. Good God, I know him. I know him. Say, tell somebody next to him,
I know him.
Tell him he know me.
He know me.
Yeah, I'm his child. That I might know him. Now, but then after that comma in my Bible, it say, and. Know him and. Somebody talk to me up in here. So, and there's for a reason.
Yeah.
There's something about knowing him and. See, it's one thing to know the cradle, sweet little baby boy. But it's another thing to know the resurrected Christ. And you got both in your life. See. The resurrection is a lifestyle you can live in the spirit that can release miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. We got something to celebrate today. See. But my eyes gonna have to be
open.
And the scripture's gonna have to be open. We just read it, y'all don't remember? That I may know him, I mean verse 10, and what? Say it with some, say it with some gum. I can't hear you say it. So not just his resurrection. The power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Now I read that in the Amplified Bible. And it's so powerful. That 10th verse. Let me find it. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. Somebody say hallelujah. And that I may in that same way come to know the power overflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers. And that I may so share his suffering as to be continuously transformed in spirit into his likeness, even to his death in the hope that if possible I may attain the spiritual and moral resurrection that lift me out from among the dead even while in the body. That's powerful, man. So in that, the Lord said to me, and this will help you, and this is not to be an insult to anyone, but this is something we must stop doing. We must stop rehearsing the resurrection.
Come on.
It must be every day a reality. He must live. That power must be functioning in my life every day. I'm not just going through a ritual. I'm not just here to talk about something that is gone. It's something still alive. So I wrote this note for you. And we're going to Ephesians 1 now. Let's begin to relive the resurrection on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
You understand that language?
Yes, sir.
See, that power is there, and you have the right as a spiritual being to relive anything you need to get up from. Anything act like it's going to hold you down. Sickness, disease, lack, whatever it is, you need to know you got resurrection power in you. Anything that, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Anything that look impossible, start shouting. For you know you're packing resurrection power. See, just like death and the grave couldn't hold Jesus, when you're living in the access power of the resurrection, nothing in this life can hold you. What section am I have to look at to get some life here? Who's going to talk back to me up in those moments? Who's going to make me preach? What section going to make me preach up here this morning? This thing need to be preached this morning. In other words, that resurrection power, there's nothing Satan can tie you up in. You can't get out. No sickness, no disease, no problem, nothing. When you rely, when you tap into, when you have a vision that you have resurrection power on the inside of you, whatever you're dealing with right now, I said, whatever you're dealing with right now, no matter how dark it look, no matter how bad it look, no matter how long it's been there, today is your day to resurrect out that situation. Are you seeing me? Sit down, write this down. Whew. We have to access this power on a daily basis. Not when we're just at this building. You can access this power by yourself. You don't need no priest, no preacher. What about if you're in a situation and you stop and say, I'm going to access this resurrection power right now in Jesus' name. To do this, your eyes going to have to be open and the scripture going to have to be open to you. I told you that, right? And only the Holy Spirit can do that. All right. Now, here's something you have to do. You have to recognize that you are a carrier of overflowing power of living waters. Christian, wave your hand at me over there. We got a house full of Christians. All right, you are a carrier. This not just a day for you. Watch me now. This just not a day. This is a life for you. You carry this type of power, this power that defies anything that's trying to hinder you from living a good life. You just rise on up. You might not feel like it. It might not look right, but you just rise on up because you're a carrier of this power. See, this is the reality of preaching, the reality of the word. This is not a formality. It's the reality of a real Christ, of a real life, of a real celebration, of a real understanding of what this day really means. This day don't just mean he got up. This day mean I got up. And I'm up to stay. I don't plan on going down no more. I haven't found my group yet. I'm gonna find them before I fucking. Keep releasing your faith. Turn to Acts chapter 17. And we'll go back to Ephesians. Keep releasing your faith to live and move and have your being in him on a daily basis. Good God Almighty. I wish somebody let me preach here this morning. Huh? Yeah. Keep releasing your faith to live and move. See, you have to have the Holy Spirit to help you there, because the world will drag you back down to its level. It'll drag you back down to some of its commercials telling you you can't make it, or you need this, you need that. No, I got Jesus. I got resurrection power on it. Say it. I got resurrection power on the inside of me. Say it. Some of y'all didn't say it. I have resurrection power on the inside of me. Somebody say it up in here. Now. Not 2,000 years ago. Right here in Darrow, Louisiana. Right here at Word of Life Christian Center. Right here this morning. I have resurrection power on the inside of me. Nothing and nobody can hold me down. Every grave got to come open this morning. Every dead thing in my life got to come alive this morning, because I got resurrection power. Say it. On the inside of me. I'm alive and well. Can you see what I'm saying? Other words, defeat cannot repeat itself in your life no more. Because everything that come after you, you have already whipped it. When he got out of the grave, you whipped everything in your life from now on. Get up from that family problem you have. Trying to live in your own power. Stop trying to live in academic power. Stop trying to live psychologically. Begin to live your life in the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. We are designed to live in the spirit. We are born again, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. We got power we never use yet. Hear this voice bespeak the resurrection in Acts 17, 28. You got your shouting clothes? Look at this voice. Pop. Oh, my goodness. Look at it. I'm almost through, children. I know. Look at it. This voice is so powerful. Do you see it? Huh? This is a resurrection statement. This what you got to say when it looked like it's not working out right? Huh? For in him. Now let's personalize it. I live. For in him. I move. Ooh. I almost left y'all there, boy. For in him. Now, this is very, it's very crucial here now. What you're about to say here now. What you're about to say here now is very crucial. You got to have some revelation about this. I have my being. Your being is him. I be like him. So just like he got up out of the grave with all the demon power over the grave trying to hold him, in my life right now, when I need to get up because I'm packing the same power. Look at me. Whatever you're dealing with, you came here for a reason this morning. Whatever you're dealing with, you can get up from that. Because you have access to the same power. Took the Romans 8, chapter 11. You have access to the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Say it, I have access to the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Look at Romans 8, 11. You don't believe me. Ain't no grave gonna hold me. Now, let's go to Lebashata. Let me talk to you now. Grave don't have to be a grave. It's something that's destroying your life, something holding you down. That's the kind of grave we're talking about right now. Problems, situation. Are you following me? Those are grave. But you have access to this power in him. I live and move and have my being. I don't live by television. I don't live by politics. So they don't control my life. I'm a child of the living God. He has his hand on me. Then the Bible says he has the whole world in his hand. I have the right to live the same life that Jesus lived when he was here in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was showing me how a son supposed to live. Jesus was the Son of God. I'm a son of God. I can live the same life if I live it in the Spirit. Now, if you don't feel nothing by now, I can't help you. If you don't feel nothing by now, I really can't help you. You're going to try to find somebody else to help you. If you don't sense something happening to you right now, and if you don't know your life to have taken a shift in these few moments since I've been speaking, somebody else is going to help you. So you have the right of accessing this resurrection power every day in every situation. That means from this day forward, nothing can hold you. Nothing can hold you down. Tell somebody, nothing can hold me down. I got the power. Tell them I got the power of the resurrection living on the inside of me. God wanted me to let you know how powerful you are this morning. When your eyes are open, when the scriptures are open, you're not a normal being. Look what Romans 8, 11 says. You saw that? Huh? Romans chapter 8, verse 11. I might have to find a jumping off place Or jumping in, please. One out of two. But I sent somebody and got in with me today. I feel the power. I feel the power coming from you now. Y'all get, oh my goodness. You recognize the power up here and the power down there, what can happen up in here? I feel it all from over here. Got power coming. Glory to God. She said, let me give you an example. Is this a good time to give it, Lord? Now, I'm not talking about the car. Well, yeah, I'm talking about the car.
Come on, sir.
In driving my Rolls here this morning, I noticed on the dash, it's not a normal car, you know. But I noticed on the dash, on the left-hand side, it got one big gauge, and it says power reserved. And I'm mashing on it, and it still say 85% reserved. You haven't been using the power that you have access to. You got power on the inside of you reserved, waiting on you to push the button. Everybody say power reserved. Reserve power. Y'all ready to shout? No matter what happened to a Christian always have. But having it is one thing. No, I got to say something else for it. Having is one thing, but knowing how to use it is another thing. So everybody in the sound of my voice is a Christian this morning. Wherever you're at, Japan, Brazil, wherever, here in Darrow, Louisiana, wherever, Baton Rouge, New York, wherever, they're listening everywhere. How many online?
434.
How many new partners in the community thus far?
15.
No matter where you are, two things I want you to remember. You have reserve power. No matter how weak you feel, no matter what nobody say about it, no matter what diagnosis the doctor done give, I don't care what it is, you have reserved power. And when you know how to access it, you win. That's all it's about. You're training you how to use the power you already have. Accessing the power. Now notice what we're saying here. This power never is exhausted. What he was telling me in my car when I was coming down here, he said, you can mash on the accelerator, you still got some power. You won't go fast, you can go fast as you want. But you got to reserve power. So you can live better. Because you have reserve power. Man talked to me 89 years old this morning, 89 years young, and said, I'm going for another 80. He must be got some reserve power living on the inside of him. If I would walk down these aisles this morning, and I'm going to go back to preaching a minute here, and find somebody in your word, it'd be the biggest fight you ever saw. I'd jump on them. How can you worry up in here when I told you as a child of God, you got the same power that raised Jesus from the dead living on the inside of you? Sit down. Let me read Romans 8 and 11. Ask the person next to you, do you have any power left? Yeah. Then tell them, here we go. Then tell them, heaven, yes, I got power left. Look at that, Romans 8. Romans 8 is a life chapter. It, in the second verse, it tells us something. Look in the second verse. Look in the second verse. It tells us about that power in the second verse, and then I'll go to the 11th verse. That's what it's saying. It's for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. See, that's a powerful statement there, you see. For the law of the spirit of life. The spirit of life is that resurrection power in Christ Jesus have made me free. I wish somebody talked to me over here, wave your hand or something. Let me know you're listening. Let me know you're listening. Give me 10 or 15 more minutes. I've been here about a half hour. I feel the Holy Ghost. I sense somebody in here access it. Yes, sir. I feel the glory of God up in here. I feel like celebrating. Yes. What about you? Yes. See, you just got to make up your mind you're not going to be sad. And you got to make up your mind you're not going to let that take you down. I'm going to be happy today. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to have me some joy today. I'm going to have me some peace today. This is my day. Would you let me preach up in here? Yes. Look what Romans 8:11 says quickly. But if the spirit of him, and it is, that raised up Jesus from the dead, wait a minute, come and visit you. What did he say? What the well mean? Watch what I'm about to say now. It's still there. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, he's still there. Good God Almighty. That he raised up Christ from the dead. So you quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in you. Turn to Ephesians 1. I'm going to close. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, now going to answer Philippians 3:10. You got, I'm going to call some things out to you. Ephesians chapter 1 is the commentary of the desire of Philippians 3:10. Remember Philippians 3:10. Flip back to Philippians 3:10. We need to read it in order to get what we got to do here. Philippians 3:10. And then we're going to Ephesians 1. You there?
Yes, I am.
Let's read the 10th verse. That I may know him. Wait, no, I want you to pause. Wait a minute, I want you to pause with me. Ready? Yes. That I may know him. Pause there a minute. Ready? And the power of his resurrection. Paul. It's possible to know him and not know the power of his resurrection. If it's not preached to you, So then faith come by.
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The Word of God.
Word of God. All right. All right, let's finish reading it. Go ahead. All right, let me give you some accessing words. Go to Ephesians. I'm going to give you some accessing words or keys to this power the rest of your life. This rather, this day, this will be a memorial day in your life, the rest of your life. Because I'm going to give you accessing keys to this power. Wisdom. Number one, wisdom. The wisdom of God is the access key to this power. Number two, revelation. What I said?
Revelation.
Revelation. He opened their eye. He opened the scripture, right?
Yes, it is.
You have to have revelation, not religion. Not rituals, not routine, but revelation. Now, what revelation would do for you, revelation keep it fresh. You hear what I said? See, revelation keep, let me say it another way. This will help you. Revelation keep the power fresh. Y'all hear what I said? See, revelation keep the power fresh. No matter what nobody's saying, nobody trying to do, when you got that revelation, you fresh. So revelation keep me functioning in fresh power. What I said? Y'all ought to be cutting up right now. What a revelation. I mean, the Holy Spirit just told me that on the spot. Revelation, when God opened himself up to you and show you what he would do and in any given situation and give you permission to use his power to do it like he would do it. Did you hear it, Robert? He give you power to do it like he would do it. See, revelation is God giving you power and permission. Handle this like I would handle. What a privilege, man. Huh? What a privilege for a man acting like a God. Here's another access key. Understanding is an access key. Another access key to this power is calling. Recognize I have a calling to be like God. Oh my God. Listen. In my life resides a victory calling. I'm not called to be victimized. I'm called to live in victory. Don't get those two mixed up. Are you listening to me? Next access key is inheritance. The power of Jesus' resurrection is my inheritance. I'm packing that resurrection in me. This is not a story somebody told. This is a reality for me to live every day of my life. And then there is power. Supernatural power is an access key. Now let's read Ephesians and I'll find my closing place. Ephesians 1. That's what I want to go. Verse 17. Now, I might not make it through this. This is so real to me. I might not make it. If I don't make it, I'm just going to close and we'll go home. I might not make it, man. I tell you. I might not make it, man. This is so powerful, man. You have access. You're a child of God. It's just, let me find what I told you, man. I'm back on. Living in the accessing. You know the access? Accessing power of the resurrection. Otherwise, I could access it. Look what is, look Paul prayed this prayer in Ephesians 1:17. You there?
Yes,
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's some kind of God.
Yes.
Notice what he called him, the Father of glory. Now notice what he says, these access to that power. May give unto you the spirit of wisdom. See it? That's an access key to the power, to the glory, to the victory. Wisdom, the wisdom of God, belong to me. Is the best way to say it is something you can't see and nobody can tell it to you. But yet God make it available. And revelation in the knowledge of him. How many see that? The eyes, could God Almighty, of your understanding being enlightened. Who see that? Now watch this. That you may know. You got to know. Don't care how it feels. Don't care how it look. You have to know. Job in his greatest problem. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. You have to know this. Yeah, you just can't read this. You just can't rehearse this. This has to be a part of your inner being. Tell somebody, this the real deal. Now, I love this. That you may know, I'm obsessed with this. That you may know, I'm addicted to this. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. And what's the riches of his glory? You got your shouting clothes on? About to close now. You got your shouting clothes on? How many of y'all got your shouting clothes on? How many of y'all can move for God a little bit this morning? All right. Wow! Okay, I got to get it out some kind of way. An inheritance of his saints. Here we go. Verse 19. I'm about to shout up in here. Verse 19. And what? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Now, really, all that's wonderful, but this, when you get to this part, toward us who believe. From my Baptist background. Is this verse talking to anybody up in here? Do I have any believers in here? Do I have anybody that can receive what this voice is saying? I have anybody willing to live like this voice is talking.
Anybody else believe they got that power on the inside of them?
Exceeding great power lives on the inside of me. According to the working of his mighty power. Who looking with me? I'm not making this up. Look in the Bible. According to the working. I know it almost sounds like it's made up, but according to the working of his mighty power. I don't want to have the mighty power in me. The mighty power is working in me. Right here. Tell somebody. The power working in me right here, right now. You better tell somebody. Tell somebody else. The power's in me working right now. Tell somebody, you better not mess with me. I got this power working on the inside of me. Tell them it's working right now. Not tomorrow, not tomorrow. Not yesterday, the power working in me right now. Resurrection power. Working on the inside of me. Right now. I want to serve notice the next week, next month, and the next year, and the next decade. This power is working on the inside of me. I'm full of power. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of the Word of God. Don't sit down. I'm closing. Don't sit down. Man, I feel that power. I feel that power all over this sanctuary. All over those countries that are looking at us. I feel the power. I gotta finish reading though. I don't get in trouble. According to the working of his mighty power, what you walk in Christ. I'm in verse 20. When he raised him from the dead. Did he raise him? On the third day. Jesus made the announcement. You can't take my life. I'ma lay my life down. But Jesus said, let me make an announcement to you. I'm only going to give you 3 days. The third day, your victory is over. The church come alive. And I'm rising up out of this grave. Did he get up? Yeah, he got up. On the third day. Ain't nothing wrong with getting a little happy sometimes. They celebrate everything else. Why we can't celebrate our Lord up in here? Why we can't make a little noise in here? Why we can't shout? Because we know we got the victory. Why we can't clap our hands? Because we know God brought deliverance. On the third day, they thought they had him. They had a meeting. They said, we got him now. But somebody said in the meeting, he said, you better go watch the grave. Because he said on the third day, he's going to get up again. And I tell me on the third day, Jesus got up, took the napkin, and folded a napkin, wasn't in a hurry, and laid it on the side, and straightened himself up, and walked out of the grave. I'm so glad I know him for myself. He got up early, early one Sunday morning, paid for my sin, paid for your sin. I don't have to be broke no more. I don't have to be sick no more. I don't have to worry no more. I don't have to be in fear no more. No matter what comes, I know he can handle it. Are you glad about it? Will you help me shout to praise him this morning? Somebody help me shout to praise the Lord this morning. Lord, Lord, rose up on a Sunday morning. All power, all power. He got up on that third day. He declared all power. Wave your hand at me. It's in my hand. That same power is living on the inside of you. Won't you shout about it? Won't you rejoice about it? Won't you be glad about it? No matter what comes, you always can rise up in that power. All power.